My special guest on Behind the Scenes tonight, prior to the Sheraton Albia girls softball game, is someone who I think is one of the great all-time players in Albia Lady D's history. She's not going to agree, but it's true. I'm talking about Donna Flab. Donna, good to see you. And so many people, of course, remember the way you played softball, and you were a great athlete in basketball and other things as well. But they see you a lot in the bank, because what do you do at the bank, First Iowa?
Well, thank you, Richard, for having me. I'm the assistant vice president at First Iowa State Bank. I do, of course, a number of things, and mostly open new accounts and work with the bank's IRAs and so forth. But as in a small town, in a small community bank, as we all know, I do many things. We all wear many hats up there, but I have enjoyed it as I've worked there for 26 years now, almost 27.
Years.
Yes.
Well, I know what wearing many hats is like, so, but 26 years. I know you're very busy with all of the duties up there. You had a great softball career in Albia, and it's fun for me. We talked a lot about it earlier today, but we're looking at one of your scrapbooks now, and this is your junior year.
Yes,
how many
1984.
Years did you, 1984. What years did you play?
I played varsity. I played from my sophomore year through senior, so 1982 through 1985.
Does that seem like a long time ago?
Yes. It seems like a very long time ago,
but
it was.
It was a long time ago. The game's changed a lot. And you and I talked about maybe it hasn't changed for the best in some ways, but it's a great game, girls softball. This was one of the great runs, the great record years, several great record years in Albia sports history. Tell us about those years you played and some of the records and some of the teams you played on.
Sure. I was fortunate enough to play under both Darrell Walker, who was a kind of a legendary coach here in Albia for many years in the 70s and the early 80s. I played my freshman year under him. On the JV team, and then Linda Hoskins coached it for many years after that. So we played under her. My sophomore through senior year, as I mentioned, I played varsity and I played center field all of those years and loved it out there. Number one, we had a team that was very blessed with quite a bit of talent, including our pitcher, of course, Julie Arkoski, now Julie Arkoski Baker. She was phenomenal, all state pitcher. So in the outfield, in center field, the balls didn't come nearly as hard most of the time to us out there because she usually sat the batters down quite a bit. So, but when they did hit it, we were fortunate enough to have a very good defense, and our record showed it all of those years, winning the conference my sophomore, junior, and senior year.
I said that was a great run, and it was. And we can't remember exactly. We'd have to look it up what your team record was your senior year. But for example, 26-5 as a junior.
Right. That was probably our best season. Mm-hmm. Our senior record had to be very similar to that. But our junior year was most memorable for me because we made it to one game from state. And as I mentioned to you earlier, probably my most memorable game. Two thoughts. We played Ottumwa. In the regional finals, and of course Frank Houston, the legendary coach there then and now, it was very difficult to beat them on their field, and we did. We beat them, and we went to Urbandale a couple days later to play Urbandale on their home field.
With another legendary coach, Gary Page, late Gary Page.
Exactly. So we had a couple of tough battles, and we were, I think, up 7-4 going into the bottom of the last inning, and he was so phenomenal that he figured out how to put his team in a winning position, and sadly we went home with a loss that night, and we were on the 10 o'clock news with that 7-4 lead. And most people can call to congratulate us the next morning, and sadly we had to tell them we had actually lost it, so we came that close to going to state, which was one of our greatest achievements as a team.
And Urbandale went on to state and did very well.
Yes,
they
sure
did.
Yeah, very tough team.
And he was a great coach. You had great coaching, as you mentioned, with Darrell and Linda. You were an outstanding center fielder. You had some great players around you. And you told me earlier that you didn't think you had a great arm, but I disagree with that, but you had a great jump. You'd get a great jump on the ball.
Yes. One thing, I can say that, you know, the worst thing as an outfielder to do when a line drive is hit right at you is to take that initial first step forward. Mm-hmm. And there were a time or two when I got caught doing that and got reminded by the coach that maybe that wasn't the best play as the ball went over my head, but it didn't take much. I think, I don't know how many errors I had that year, but
not many.
It didn't take much to to figure out. And yes, you just kind of learn when the ball comes off the bat which direction you're headed. And I was blessed with speed back then. That was my biggest asset. And my lack of arm strength was probably my my biggest detriment.
I don't think we can call that a weakness, though. You did cover a lot of ground out there. You had great instincts, what you want from particularly your center fielder. You told me a funny story. I didn't remember this, but it was one of the great moments, and I think it was against Ottumwa, against Frank Houston and the crew down there, which, by the way, they ranked number one in the state just as of yesterday.
Yes.
Which is not uncommon. But tell us about the center field story with Ottumwa.
Oh, this is a great story. As I said, it was our junior year. My co-player and outfielder Sheila Lehart was playing left field, and Sheila had a fun way about her, and every time the ball would be hit to the outfield, she had the tendency to holler my name because she was just confident and wanted me to get it, I think, which was fun, and so that was great. And this one, two runners on with the Ottumwa, less than two outs, and they hit it real deep to left center field, and it was one of those balls you did not think anyone was going to get to, and somehow I did get to it. And kind of made a diving over my head catch, and it was a snow cone. And I was so close to the fence as I fell and slid into the fence. I not only caught my shoestring in the bottom of the fence, but Sheila was so happy I caught it. When I finally got I showed the umpire I had the ball, I finally got my leg out from underneath the fence, but then Sheila put me in a bear hug because she was so happy that I caught the ball, and everyone is screaming for me to get the ball back to the infield because Frank was sending the runners back to tag up, and I did get it back in. They did not advance, which was great, but we kind of got reminded of that when we got to the dugout as well, that maybe we could celebrate after the inning instead of during.
I laughed when I heard that earlier today, and we had to share that again. That shows something, Donna, very, very well, though, that your teams played with a lot of emotion.
Oh, very much. Very much. We were a very close-knit team. A lot of there were some sophomores on our team, on our starting lineup that year, three or four juniors and the rest seniors. But that particular year, 1984, was really the classic year, and we worked really well together and really had a great time.
We're looking at your notebook or your scrapbook. What is that? You have a lifesaver. What is this?
That's just cards that I had
cards
in there too.
On your great success. That was interesting here. Maybe I shouldn't look through this. But you have in here all conference honors. You made all conference how many years?
All 3 years.
Sophomore, junior, senior.
Yes, first team my junior and senior year, and second team utility player my sophomore year.
You also were always, you hit .380 as a junior, and I think you hit a little more than that even as a senior.
Possibly. I can't
as
remember.
As I recall from what I've seen. But that's a phenomenal average, because I will tell you, there were teams, and you know this very well, Centerville was very powerful. We just talked about one of their great pitchers. I remember her, Tina Cool, but softball in the area was very, very strong back then, and there were no classes.
That's exactly right. And we were a team, you know, we'd have to play Oskaloosa mm-hmm. on a consistent basis, Grinnell, mm-hmm. As you mentioned, Centerville, of course, Sheraton, Davis County. As you noted, we just mentioned we had to face, you know, a ton in the districts, but all of the teams, and it seemed like we were all very evenly matched mm-hmm. back then as well, and all games were usually fairly close.
There were no gimmies.
No. No, it was great to win by more than one run.
I know that one of the things I look back on my coaching career, because when I was coaching, there weren't any classes either, and we always used to say, oh, golly, if there would have been 1A, 2A, 3A. You think about that sometimes too, don't you?
Sure I do, because it does, you know, kind of evens things up a little bit. You're playing against the, you know, towns that are about mm-hmm. your size, mm-hmm. But it certainly made us tough.
What did you do to make your game go to such a high level? I know you worked hard within practices. Did you do some work on the side?
You know, I was thinking about that earlier today, and like we talked earlier, mm-hmm. the Lady D's of today put so much work, those that are very dedicated, I know they put a lot of work in the off season. With the new hitting and pitching facility, it's phenomenal, and they can get in there. Also, they lift weights and things, and we just didn't do that back in the 80s. Sure. I didn't lift one weight at all. And I wish that had been more popular back then to build the strength of the female athletes, but we just didn't do it. And so I think back on that, and I wish those opportunities had been there for us. Quite frankly, other than just starting in the spring, I really didn't work softball. Mm-hmm. Basketball was my favorite sport, and I I practiced basketball all fall. I didn't play volleyball. I practiced basketball in the off season. I practiced basketball even during the summer, much to the chagrin sometimes of the coach when I would maybe sprain an ankle or so in softball, and then, you know, they didn't really want me playing much basketball in the summertime. But basketball was my first love, and I did practice it on the off season. I wish I could say I did practice softball more, but just mostly during the season.
You were a great basketball player, and we're talking primarily softball here, but I remember when you were very small, and I was just starting out coaching, 6-on-6 a game,
yes,
both of us still love.
Yes.
And your dad would talk to me about basketball. He said, "You should see Donna shoot that basketball."
Oh, that's great. He was always very proud. My parents were amazing supporters of all my athletics.
Phil and Jeanette Flav.
Yes.
Great,
yes.
Parents, great folks.
Occasionally, my mom will still sit at the baseball games with my son and remind me that maybe if Ian has an error or something, that maybe I may have had an error when I played softball, or just maybe all of my free throws didn't go in basketball. So,
well, yes,
she keeps me grounded.
Yes. Mothers can be humbling sometimes.
Yes.
One quick memory. What's your greatest memory in softball? Of course, you can look at your all-conference. You can look at the championships. What's your greatest memory?
Well, I think that, quite honestly, the story that I mentioned probably was my greatest memory, when you can beat Frank Houston on his field in Ottumwa against such a powerhouse team, and to have played well.
Mm-hmm.
Also, though, to follow that up with that next game where we almost went to state, even though it ended sadly, it was also still an amazing honor to get that far. And if I could just continue on, the next year, our junior year, or excuse me, my senior year, because we had proven ourselves as a great team, we got invited to the Jack North softball tournament.
Which was very prestigious.
Yes, the next summer. And so my senior year, we got to go to Des Moines and play on all of those big, nice fields against all of those big Des Moines valleys, and again, the Urbandale and Norwalks. And we got to stay in a hotel in Des Moines, which, you know, back in 1985, that was a real big deal. We didn't travel a lot for weekend tournaments like the girls do now. And that was a really big deal, to be in Des Moines without your parents with you in a hotel with your friends and playing softball, you know, on those big, nice fields. And that was also one of my favorite parts and my best memories.
We're going a little long, but you and I could talk forever. We
yes.
did this afternoon.
Yes.
But I have to ask you one more thing. You never considered yourself a great home run hitter.
No.
But tell our listeners about the day you hit several and how you hit them.
Well, yes, my senior year was the first year that the sports complex that we know today was built and ready to go, so we moved out there that year. Mm-hmm. Prior to that, we played on what's, of course, still called the Washington Field over at the Cruz and Albia Park. And that fence that is still far back today on the Washington Field was even further back then. Mm-hmm. And I could run fast, and I did tend to hit the ball either up the middle or in that at that time to right center field.
Great line drive hitter.
Line drive hitter, so I was able to hit it, and I had 5 home runs by hitting it to right center field because
inside the park
home run. I never came close hitting it over the fence, but that was those were some of the best memories as well.
Donna, you had a great career and just one of the great stars from a great era. And
thank you.
I'll be Lady D's softball, and always good to see you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Donna Flav, one of the greats of why am I saying Iowa? Albia, because you were a great player in Iowa, too. That's why. Albia Lady D's softball. We'll be back right after this.